You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter, Bill Chastain. Bill, the Rays got a little bit of news yesterday that turned into bigger news today, and it's not good news. Alex Cobb is dealing with some elbow tendonitis and will be down for at least through opening day. Tell us a little bit about what exactly he's dealing with and how long a time we're probably looking at.
Well, yesterday he was pitching against the Phillies, and they actually pitched three perfect innings, striking out three, and really looked, you know, like he was pitching well, but then he left. And he had actually taken himself out of the game because he had a little bit of tightness in his right forearm, which he said he's kind of been dealing with anyway. But subsequently, that's been checked out, and turns out it's tendonitis in there, so they're going to have to shut him down for, right now they're talking anywhere between 4 and 7 days. They're pretty much set that he will not make his opening day start. But if there is some good news, it's the fact that they feel like it was, you know, there's no structural damage, and they feel like this is just going to be, you know, a minor setback. Of course, we've all seen how these minor setbacks sometimes seem to grow, but for right now, that's what they're saying.
And pardon me, I said elbow. They're calling it forearm right now.
Right.
It's what exactly, in the short term, what's the contingency plan as far as the depth chart, as far as who gets the innings and what they do with the rotation while they're without?
Well, they, you know, they went into spring training basically one starter down because Matt Moore was still rehabbing from Tommy John, so they had one available spot at that point. But at that point, also the four they had in place were Chris Archer, Jake Odorizzi, Drew Smiley, and Cobb. And now, you know, of those four that they thought they were counting on, they have two since Smiley has since been diagnosed with shoulder tendonitis. And actually, one of the guys who was dealing for the, you know, working to win the number five spot, Alex Colome, is still in the hospital with pneumonia. So they've got some guys, you know, from the minor leagues they feel that can help, you know, in the short term. They probably will look to the outside for help, but it won't be necessarily for somebody to help them at the major league roster. It'll be more like to build up their depth at AAA, you know, while some of those AAA guys are pitching in Rays clothing. So, you know, the guys you're going to see in there, Nathan Carnes looks like a lot. You know, he was pretty good. You know, he had a pretty good shot at winning number five. Other guys you might see, Annie Romero, Matt Andrees, Bert Smith, who came over in the Will Myers deal, Tiford, and, you know, so we'll probably start seeing these guys get the innings spread out some. You know, they'll probably be using, you know, the scheduling looks like it's going to be, you know, a huge ordeal now. In fact, Cash kind of managed a chuckle that he's going to leave the scheduling to pitching coach Jim Hickey. You know, just the logistics of that, you know, getting all these guys stretched out. Another name to throw in there, too, who they were looking at middle relief was Mike Montgomery, and now he could become, you know, stretch him out and become him a starter as well.
You mentioned that if they do anything external, it's likely for minor league depth. But isn't there at least some call, some need, some urgency to be scouring the waiver wire? And this, I mean, this is a time of year when guys are out of options and they become viable pieces. You know, not necessarily a front of the rotation guy, but just somebody who can take some starts and give you the occasional innings. You know, talking to Mark Bowman yesterday about how Wandy Rodriguez might not make the club if he becomes available, that kind of guy just to be a body and get innings. Is there any notion might do something like that?
I totally agree. I mean, and that's part of the picture. And when I say minor league guys, you know, it'd be a lot of what you're looking for is those veteran guys you bring in, and you know, maybe not necessarily they win the spot out of spring training, but they give you that depth at the minor league level. I'm sure they're going to be looking at everything available. But, you know, again, as far as anything where you want to mortgage your future, you know, with, you know, by trading for starting pitching or anything like that, right now both of these, you know, Smiley and Cobbs look minor as for the diagnosis right now. And they're hopeful that, you know, both will be back pitching, you know, pretty close to the start of the season.
What – could you – illuminate Smiley's situation a little more, because I don't think we really talked about him much. It must have fallen at a time when we weren't really able to go in any depth. But you know, how long is – what is his time frame? Where are we looking at with him as far as time out and time back to sort of full strength?
Well, the Rays are, you know, don't seem to be that alarmed at his progress. Of course, anytime you see a guy, he's got shoulder tendonitis, and, you know, he's been playing catch, but he's not been on a mound. And as anyone who covers baseball knows, that, you know, getting on the mound is a different animal. It puts more pressure on your joints and shoulders and all those different things. So until we see him, you know, actually take the mound and building up for the season, you know, I'm not quite maybe as optimistic as the Rays are, but, a blow, because definitely he was going to be counted on to be a big part of the rotation. You know, he pitched really well last year. They kind of found something, you know, to tell him, you know, they figured out that he needed to pitch more up in the zone. He was always trying to push the ball down low. And, once he started pitching up in the zone, he started having, you know, a lot of success. So they were hoping to build on that this year. And, you know, right now, who knows when that's going to happen.
Excuse me, how big a problem is all of this? I mean, this, you know, if there was one thing that the Rays really felt good about and one reason to say that maybe they could defy some of the more dire predictions about their season this year, it was how strong the rotation was. I mean, at full strength, you make a pretty good case this might be the best rotation in the division. How big a problem is it if they are down nearly their entire rotation, three-fifths of their rotation?
Oh, I think it's a huge crack in their bedrock, basically. And, you know, you combine that with, you know, this is a team that, you know, has questionable offense to begin with. And now you're talking about, you know, being down two of your four guys you were going to count on in your starting rotation. You know, the strain, even if your guys, you know, come in and pitch well, some of these other guys, you know, a lot of these guys, they aren't able to give you more than five innings, you know, and then that starts weighing on the bullpen. And then on top of that, you go down to the bullpen, and they're not having their closer at the start of the year, and Jake McGee. Of course, Grant Balfour just got back from Australia, and the reports on him are pretty well. I mean, he has a record as a closer, even though he had some, you know, troubles last year. But, you know, there's a lot of moving pieces right now, and you know, talking to some of the guys today, you know, we were asking if this looks like one of those deals where they're going to have to just dig in and try to hold the fort in April, you know, until the cavalry can come.
So, moving to the other side of the ball, because at some point, Rays fans aren't going to want to hear about injured starters anymore. you know, we had talked for a good bit about that if there was one thing we knew about the Midland field, it was that Asdrubal Cabrera was the shortstop. You wrote something recently that suggested that maybe that's a little more open than it seems. What is the situation at shortstop right now?
Well, apparently, you know, I was led to believe earlier that he was, you know, it was probably he was going to be the guy. But, you know, right now it sounds like Nick Franklin's in play and maybe even Tim Beckham. So the one thing it does sound like they will do with him as a veteran is, you know, let him know whether he's going to be used as a shortstop or a second baseman if they can. But, you know, the way they like to move things around, that might be some, you know, some assurance they might not be able to come through with.
That's kind of the next question is, what do you do with Cabrera if he's not doing what he signed to do? I mean,
second base.
And would that be all right? Would he be good with that? And is that maybe one of the options there?
Well, he's been pleasant the whole time. He just said he preferred knowing where he's going to be every day. And the Rays have said, you know, we like to try and, you know, make a player feel comfortable and be happy about where he's going to be. But, I think you're right. It might be one of those situations where they're just not going to be able to do that.
All right. Well, Bill Chastain, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.